Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Now, it's tempting, it's fast, and it probably feels harmless. But that small short-term loan you took to get through the end of the month or fund a lifestyle upgrade could end up being the reason that a bank says no to your home loan. This is disturbing. Well, with me is Rania Krik, who's Managing Director of Sentinel Homes. I want him to explain why short-term debt can quietly sabotage your long-term dream of owning a home. So, Rania, a very warm welcome. And let's start with the hard truth then. Why do banks see frequent short-term borrowing as a red flag?
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks for having me. Yeah, so I think that this is an often misunderstood. It's not perhaps not quite as dramatic. It's not the first one that you take that's going to knock you over the head. But frequent short-term borrowing, as you say, is definitely an indication that the consumer does not have the ability to delay gratification, which is one of the most important personality traits or personality attributes for people who are a good credit risk. So there's no way, and as part of a credit assessment, to determine whether someone has this attribute. We can only use a proxy, and the most useful proxy that we have is this use of payday loans or other unsecured borrowing in a pattern that indicates that a person lives beyond their means regularly or has an inability to discipline their spending behavior.
Do you go beyond the word pattern? You also say that short-term loans can become an addiction.
Yeah, because every time you take one of these unsecured or short-term loans, you're obviously paying interest. Whereas if you're saving to buy luxury assets like holidays or large capital purchases, then obviously the interest is working in your favor. So when you have, say, a payday loan, because you fell short at month end, now next month you're short by the same amount and additionally the interest on the initial short-term loan. And this can very easily become a snowball effect where one of your paychecks goes totally towards paying a short-term debt obligation. So these can be very dangerous. Of course, they're not the boogeyman, right? Short-term unsecured lending is very important for the economy. It's something that gives agency to consumers who might otherwise have an inability to access funding for an emergency or whatever. So they're not bad in toto. It's not very clear that they're just, you know, from the devil and that's the end of it. But they must be used very responsibly because you should be living inside of your means, which is the most difficult thing to do.
And that is the next question. You use the word dangerous, and I fully accept that, but the reality for so many South Africans, and it is increasing day by day, is that that short-term loan has become critical for just getting through the month, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you find yourself in that position, then that really means that you're living beyond what you're earning. And you should very seriously take a look at your personal finances and also your lifestyle. We understand that this can very easily sound very elitist and out of touch with people's reality because we understand that there is a cost of living crisis and whatever. But no one said that adulting was going to be easy. And unfortunately, personal finance and personal financial skills are not something that are taught at school in South Africa. So many people unfortunately become adults and start earning an income before they've ever encountered these skills because they perhaps weren't taught them at home. Even from parents who knew them, that doesn't mean you're going to be giving them with the milk when you're a baby. So these are very difficult skills to have. And the prime skill is living within your means, which is exceptionally difficult. We understand that we're also in a low-income country. Many people struggle to make ends meet and whatever. And so this is a very difficult thing. But it's also the reality. If you want a home loan one day and you want for it to be priced at a level that is reasonable, then you're going to have to discipline yourself, live within your means, and not use short-term or unsecured lending to bolster your spending beyond what you earn.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that reality. What kind of interest rates are borrowers paying on these loans, and how would that compare to so-called good credit?
Yeah, so I mean, if you're taking secured credit, something where there's an asset that you're financing, then you can expect to pay, say, something below prime minus 50 basis points or prime minus 1%, anything up to, say, for a home loan, prime to, say, prime plus 4. Generally in the market, car loans tend to range from sort of prime to prime plus 5 or prime plus 6, depending on your credit profile. But these unsecured loans can be up to, if they're small loans, can be up to 5% per month. That's the maximum prescribed interest rate, which means that you're essentially paying 60% interest per annum, which is roughly six times the prime rate. which is a ridiculous interest rate. And if you're paying that often, then you're definitely making yourself even poorer than you were when you found yourself needing one of these loans to begin with.
So, Rania, let's make the link now between this addiction to the short-term loan, or if it's become a pattern, and the reason why a bank would say no to a home loan. What would the thinking be from that financial institution?
Well, what often happens, Jeremy, is that people who fall into this pattern are then marketed debt review, which is also not a panacea, something that's very important in the credit market, but is often exploited by overzealous or unethical or unscrupulous operators in the market. And what happens when these people who frequently place reliance on short-term and unsecured debt, when they fall into this debt trap, is that they go into debt review and then it's a fight for the home loan provider. Because then the home loan provider has to fight for the sane and reasonable thing to happen, which is if you can't afford a financed asset, it needs to be sold. And so that obviously has a cost, and home loan providers are trying to avoid the cost of becoming embroiled in too many of these debt review matters, especially where they're being misapplied or taken advantage of. But, so that's the cost that's being avoided. And also, obviously, the abject credit risk, the risk that the person can't delay gratification, can't discipline their spending behavior, and is eventually not going to pay you, in other words, become an account in default. And then you're going to have to go through the difficult and very fraught and very prolix and very expensive route of foreclosing against the property that you financed.
I'm not for one moment saying that this is a better option, but you also say that using store credit might be a better option. Why would this be viewed more positively by lenders?
So as a general principle, just based on historical statistics, we know that people who have a responsible credit pattern generally start their credit journey with store credit. Store credit, if you absolutely have to use credit to buy something like, say, a sofa set because you're moving into your first house and you just do your first paycheck, and I mean, you need a pan and you need somewhere to sit while you're eating, then, you know, so using store credit responsibly is something that is an indication that you're living sort of, you know, without being ostentatious. And so that if you absolutely have to, generally also the interest rates charged there are slightly lower because the retailers are also competing, obviously, on the offerings that they have for consumers there. And so you're going to probably pay less. And obviously, sometimes there's also some security against the assets that you are actually purchasing from these retailers, which also obviously, because it's a secured loan, will mean that the interest rate might be slightly lower. Obviously, you have to check these things, but generally that's a better proposition than taking a short-term unsecured loan.
All right, let's go back to the home loans then. What advice would you have for young professionals or first-time buyers who have maybe fallen into the short-term credit trap but still want to own their property, say, within the next 3 to 5 years?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's definitely possible, but you're going to, at some point, have to administer the bit of medicine to your financial life, which is the patient in this case. And the longer you wait and the more you sort of get into this this dangerous debt cycle, the more bitter the higher the dosage and the more discomfort you're going to suffer when you eventually have to turn the ship around. So get as soon as possible, start budgeting, employ someone who is a professional financial advisor to help you with that, and to have some external discipline if you struggle to do it by yourself, and or use a friend or a spouse as a way of achieving some external accountability, and live comfortably inside your means. Aim to save a significant portion, like between 10 and 20% of your salary every month, because if you're never used to living with that money, then you won't miss it, even if you save it. So start putting away money from your first paycheck, because even if you're not saving for a home, even if you think it's better to rent, you probably need an emergency fund so that you don't have to rely on short-term credit and have the interest work against you when you do have an emergency. And once that's done, you know, saving and earning interest on your savings to pay for large capital purchases and lifestyle things like, say, the next holiday in Santorini is probably preferable to doing the reverse, which is borrowing for it.
Yeah, nothing wrong with Santorini if you can afford it. Rania Crick, thank you very much indeed. Managing Director of Sentinel Homes, I appreciate your time.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.